This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, the Parler page we have, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us, our award number one, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out first with a report from Greg Cluxton, who happens to be up right now in Georgia, and he'll be headed back to Washington, D.C. Let's listen to what he sent me.
The president urged Republicans to vote in Tuesday's Senate runoffs, but he also complained about the 2020 election. He told supporters here in Georgia that he won in a landslide and that the results were rigged against him. Mr. Trump thanked some of the GOP lawmakers who planned to object to the Electoral College votes on Wednesday and said he hopes Vice President Pence comes through for us. Greg Clugston with the president in Dalton, Georgia.
All righty. Well, we thank him very much for that great report. And it just so happens, Kyle, guess what's going on right now?
He's still talking, right?
Before they were even sent. How about that? The ballots were received, but they weren't sent yet. Get them out fastly. Many more with no mail date and 14,000 ballots illegally cast by out-of-state voters. Those are numbers. And those are numbers we got from them, so they can't say, the numbers aren't so good. In Clark County, Nevada, over 130,000 ballots. This is far, just so you know, all these numbers, these are far more than we need, were processed on machines where the signature matching threshold was intentionally lowered to a level that you could sign your name Santa Claus and it wouldn't pick it up. Didn't pick up anything. More than 42,000 people in Nevada double voted. That's more than we needed by far. In Arizona, more than 36,000 votes were cast by non-citizens, and there were 11,000 more ballots than there were voters. Seems to be a trait, doesn't it? This was like at the Super Bowl. We have 15 cameras, and they say, camera number four, you're on. Camera number three, you're on. In Michigan, according to one analyst, over 35,000 ballots listed no address. Over 13 ballots were cast by non-residents, and an estimated 17,000 ballots were cast by dead people. Some dead people, by the way, also requested an application. It's true. Those are the ones that really bother me. They not only vote, but they request an application. That's a double. In addition, there is the highly troubling matter of Dominion voting machines. And I want you to watch this very carefully tomorrow, everybody. You have to watch it carefully. I want to read you from a letter from Georgia State Senator William Ligon. You know who he is, right? Highly respected guy. Dear Mr. President, as chairman of the Georgia Senate Judiciary Committee on Elections, I request that you immediately send an outside team of cyber experts to investigate potential hacking and other irregularities associated with Dominion voting systems, scanners, ballot marking devices, ballots, polling pads used in the 2020 general election in Georgia. You don't hear this from your Secretary of State, and you don't hear this from your governor. And you do have a great legislature, I have to tell you, but the governor won't let them hold a session to decertify.
All right, I'm going to let that go for a little bit because we'll probably have some more. But, Kyle, what you just heard there at the tail end, you never heard of that on the on any newscast.
Well, no. And just the very fact, Captain, if ballots were requested by deceased or, you know, in the name of deceased people, that in and of itself is cause for a major investigation.
Now, there's no – yeah, exactly. And there's no way on God's green earth that you can tell me with everything that he's saying and they go, well, he's lost his mind and we need to go Article 25 of him. I heard that said yesterday somewhere along the line by somebody. He's lost his mind, and we need to replace him. We need to get him out of office now. He can't stay there. You don't just say stuff like this. You just don't do that.
Well, no.
He's got to have some foundation for what he's doing. And again, we haven't seen the proof, and neither has a court.
Well, that's exactly right. What they're looking forward to, of course, is on Wednesday, January the 6th, with these objections, that there would be some kind of debate and this evidence would, at the very least, be brought to the fore as part of that.
Well, the court is going to be the Congress.
That's right.
And the people are going to be watching. Plus, I also heard somebody today, this is why you can't believe what you hear. I also heard somebody say, there's going to be 4 million people in Washington on Wednesday. No, there's not. No, there's not. Trust me. No, there's not. All right, Kyle, hang on. All right, folks, they might wish for 4 million, but they'll be lucky to have a couple hundred thousand, which is a big crowd. Don't misunderstand me. All right, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a great product that will help you, as it's helped me for going on just a little bit more than 5 years, a drug-free product that will not only take care of the body's natural response to inflammation by helping you with that, it'll also lower or eliminate pain associated with the problems you've got, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain to do just that. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also supports the healing process, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. And I'm telling you, it works on things that I never thought it would work on, because I've had other little bumps and thumps and this, that, and the other with swelling that's come along with it, and guess what? I take the Relief Factor, and it's done, over with, finished, end of story. So, for $19.95, you can try the product with a 3-week quick start. $19.95, try the 3-week quick start product. That's what it takes to get it going. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? Kyle, how are you doing? Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Yep.
All right. Now, let me read something that came from the Council of the District of Columbia. Now, this is the D.C. Council, like the city council. You ready?
Yep.
We urge people to avoid the downtown and federal areas where permits for events have been issued on January 5th and 6th. And similar recent events, white supremacists and militia groups have created conflict and provoked violence, creating harm for individuals to our institutions. We've also urged residents to recognize that there are voices of those who have already lost. Votes have also been certified, and the demonstrations this week will not change the outcome of this election. This is no gain for all the people who desire peace and engaging with those who come here with malicious intent, and doing so brings great risks to the city. The peaceful transfer of power following a free and fair election is a cornerstone of our democracy. Any efforts to disenfranchise voters or overturn the will of the electors is nothing short of betraying our American democracy and should be strongly condemned at all. It goes on to say the District of Columbia is no stranger to peaceful demonstrations and protecting individuals' rights to exercise their First Amendment. It is unequivocal and unanimous voice. We also condemn hate
and the actions witnessed against district residents, faith-based institutions, and the district's core values in the past months. Specifically, actions to destroy symbols that proclaim that Black Lives Matter. This council has time and time again worked to strengthen our laws and all legal protections against hate. We stand ready to protect our residents. It finishes up by saying this. We recognize that downtown is home to residents and businesses whose rights must be respected and protected as we work to keep all safe, including residents who are currently homeless. We call upon the mayor's office, the Metropolitan Police Department, and coordinating agencies to ensure that this is a priority as events go forward this week. Further, we call on MPD and all law enforcement agencies to ensure safety, prevent violence, and to do so with no appearance of preference or disparate treatment. So, what happened last night right off the bat? The founder of Black Lives Matter went over and yanked a Black Lives, or I'm sorry, the founder of Proud Boys went over to a church, found a Black Lives Matter banner, pulled it off the side of the where it was at the church property, set it on fire, and he got himself arrested.
He sure did, and obviously people wonder what he was thinking. It looks like he wasn't thinking on this, Captain, and unfortunately it's one way to get your name in the news, I guess, but completely the wrong way.
Okay, well, we've got a caller on the line, and you'll never guess who this is, so Mike in Clearwater, what's going on?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. I want to remind the people in Georgia that a few hours from now when they start opening the polls, and I know we've discussed this, listen to what the Democrats say. This is, you know, if you want Medicare for all, if you want Green New Deal, if you want defund the police, you know, if you want these ridiculous ideas.
You're missing the big one. You're missing the big one. Georgia is an open carry state. If you want to keep your open carry and keep your guns, don't vote for a Democrat.
So make no mistake about it, they are going to come after not just guns in Georgia, but nationwide. Now, if you want to transform this country into something that you will never recognize, you know, listen to what Chucky Boy Schumer said. Come to Georgia, take Georgia, and then we can change the history of this country. I don't know about you all, but that is not a history that I want to have anything to do with. And one thing, Professor, I hate to say this, but I want to bring it up. What if they do win those two seats? I mean, I guess we're in up the creek without a paddle because...
Nope, we're not.
Nope. Because isn't that, like they said, unchecked power? I mean, what happens, Professor? What could be the worst thing?
All right, let's let him answer it. Okay, thanks, Mike. And no, we're not up the creek without a paddle. We the people, okay, and people have to understand... We the people, and I'm going to get on my platform for a little minute, Kyle, bear with me.
Sure.
We the people still are in control of this country. We elect the people we get. We are responsible for the people that get elected, whether you voted for them or not. Somebody did. So guess what? Shame on you and shame on them for not standing up and getting your friends out there. You need to wake the hell up. And when it comes time for an election, you get out there, you go to the polling place and vote, because they can't screw around with your vote when you go to the polling place, because you know your vote was cast and you get a receipt.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And no, I would agree that making sure that we vote new people in and clean house, basically, and really pay attention to the local elections and state elections, because those are the people who are controlling.
That's where we got to go.
These elections, mm-hmm. Exactly. But to Mike's point, that's a very good point. Of course, without a firewall, it will be very bad for a period of time if a President Biden or Biden machine is able to get past whatever they want to pass. It can be very bad for a time. But by the same token, though, when it does get bad and businesses are suffering and people are suffering because of a Biden economy, that may strengthen of course, the GOP position in 2 years to take back the House.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is it'll be cyclical, but it is a very serious thing. So everybody in Georgia has to elect them as their senators.
And if the Republicans can't get their act together and win these two seats in Georgia, or win at least one of them, then I say the time has come for a responsible third party. I've been sitting here. I've been thinking about it. I've had all kinds of people contacting me. At one time, we were going to put together something called the Tea Party, because everybody knows what that is and what it was all about and what it represented. The name is still there. It could still be used. And President Trump could be the leader of the Tea Party if he wanted to be. He could be the founder, et cetera, and all that. Somebody said, well, let's call it the Patriot Party. No, there was one, and you don't want to know the history of it. Well, let's call it the Patriots Party. No, there was one of them, too, and you don't want to know the history. Then there's one that says, well, let's call it the American Party. No, you don't want that either, because there's a history behind that, and none of those three names and the histories are good, because they were not, I repeat, they were not conservative, patriotic parties. They were either socialist, or they were far to the left, and it was they wound up getting disbanded, all three of them.
Well, that's right. And third parties have always been sort of problematic. But I'll put it in this term, Captain. You know, just recently,
I remember Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, that's right. Well, that was a real.
If he'd stuck around, that could have got interesting.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, the idea is that if Donald Trump has sort of paved the way with this idea of being an outsider and truly doing outsider things. I don't think a majority of people who voted for Donald Trump are willing to go back to a GOP that says, well, we're going to really reject Trumpism at this point.
They're either going to walk away from politics altogether and say, my vote doesn't count, that's it, I'm done, or they're going to say it's time for a third party.
Exactly. So President Trump has paved the way, sort of like Lindbergh flying across the Atlantic. He's proven it can be done.
Now, it's contingent to what we see happen tomorrow in Georgia, because I've got reports, and again, I hate to use polls in this circumstance, but the Democrats put their polls out there yesterday. Well, both the Democratic candidates are up 4%, both of them, same amount, 4%. Isn't that kind of screwy?
Well, it is, and coming on the heels of the general election, you know, pollsters are.
It wasn't right then when they did it. The same groups are out there doing their polling, and they're not right again. And it's the same organizations. But guess what? Here's the other deal. I lost my train of thought because Eric sent me a message and it caught my eye real quick. All right. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. But yeah, what you've got though is you've got a lot of people who are simply they're fed up. They're not willing to go back to what they had before.
And the answer to your question is, Eric, no, it was not Alan Grayson that did that. Formed what was called the Tea Party Party. It was a Democrat, but it was not Alan Grayson. And yes, he was from Orlando, but again, it was not Alan Grayson. It was someone who had worked for him, was a staffer. All right. Hold on. Coming right back, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause, give it 10 days, pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then, pull this 15-member commission together, give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the state.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Yeah, buddy. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. And the website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, geico.com. Now, go over there, and you can find out what I already know about, and that's the fact that Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. I've been with them for 15 years. Now, you can type in your zip code when they ask you what can we help you with, and tell them you want to have a rate quote, and they'll give you a quote on either the car, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. But where you really save the money is Geico also has homeowners and renters insurance. So if you bundle it, your homeowner's policy with your vehicle or your renter's insurance policy with your vehicle, you will save a bunch of money. I know it's happened to me. And knock on wood, once you've been there and you get the safe driver discount, that's 10% off every year of whatever the rate is that you start out with. So there you go. All right, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about Washington, D.C., but before, there's been a bunch of conversations going on in the chat room about the Tea Party. My history with the Tea Party is when it first came out, I was one of the handful of people who were involved in
forming the Tea Party groups and associations that made a trip to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with my friend Gene Sweeney, who may be listening to me right now, who currently lives down in Costa Rica. He moved to Costa Rica with his wife. That's where he retired to. There was about a dozen of us, including Jenny Beth Martin, whose name probably rings a bell, and she was with Tea Party Patriots. Remember them?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, they're still around, okay? And all the Tea Party folks are still around. But I came back to Florida with Robin Stublin and Gene Sweeney, and I helped Robin Stublin put together the Punta Gorda Tea Party, which is not around anymore. Now you have the Englewood Patriots is what they call themselves down there. And I also had the Lakewood Ranch Tea Party group that I helped put together. We had the world's largest tailgate tea party where we had over 3,000 vehicles with people in them at a polo grounds in Lakewood Ranch. And we had all the big-time speakers that were there. We had Rubio, we had Scott, all the people that were running at the time for public office, getting things started out there. And it was just unbelievable. And then I also worked with the Tea Party Manatee, and they are still around, alive and well, the Tea Party in Sarasota. And the Tea Party in Lakewood Ranch kind of merged together with Tea Party Manatee. They've been around for a long time. They've got over 3,000 members, and they are still alive and well, and they still meet. Now, we also have with Donald Trump something here in Tampa called the Tampa Trump Club. And we have at our meetings 200 to 250, and we've had as many as 300 people at a time show up at that meeting. It's still, and a lot of these people are all Tea Party members. So the Tea Party is alive and well. It's just branched out a little bit.
Well, exactly right. But yeah, as we were talking about the idea of a possible third party,
yeah,
that might be a starting point, basically.
Yeah, and it could be. You just have to do it different. Like maybe you'd call yourself Tea Party Americans or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And Captain, didn't we hear from someone during the break?
I think
we heard from Julie in Atlanta.
Yeah, and hello to her, and she says, pray for Atlanta.
Exactly right, yeah.
Well, yeah, because Atlanta's as blue comes, and they're hoping that, and by the way, the numbers that I've seen, and this is what I've seen that I can report on because I know it's legitimate, it's coming from Republican Party. The mail-in ballots, the advantage is to the Democrats by about 200,000, the absentee ballots, sorry, get that right in a minute. The advantage right now is 200,000 plus for Democrats. The reason they know that is because I guess they know if it's a Democrat or Republican that does that. Now, as far as the people that voted, we don't know what that is, but this election, according to the poll that I saw that I believe, is just about a dead heat.
Yes, I believe so. And what is going to win it? I really believe, Captain.
Turnout.
There's going to be the turnout on Tuesday.
And that's so why. And that's why the president was where he was at last night, because the rural vote, if the rural voters turn out and vote, they can actually overrule the vote coming out of Atlanta.
Exactly right. And this vote, again, we can't emphasize the importance. And yet the contrasts are so very stark. So the good thing we have going into this election, Captain, is that there are clear choices. It's not something that, well, I'm kind of on the fence about these candidates. It's one or the other.
Well, the D.C. mayor has called for calm in her city. We talked about the Proud Boys leader that was arrested last night after he actually took a Black Lives Matter flag off some sort of church property and set it on fire, which we just got done reading it, a little article there, the statement put out by the Council of District of Columbia where they were talking about Black Lives Matter as a protected name and this, that, and the other there. So he did something that he knew he was going to get in trouble for, had to.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor has also called in the National Guard for the protest and banned all guns, which is not a surprise, for whatever reason, at any of the pro-Trump events. No firearms are allowed, period.
Exactly right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president yesterday also berated Senate Republicans who would not back the election challenge, as House Democrats call now on the FBI's Christopher Wray to probe the Trump call with the Georgia Secretary of State. Now, the reason for that, Kyle, The reason for that is because some prominent attorney in Atlanta came out and gave an interview on television yesterday and said, in his opinion, the president's phone call to the Secretary of State in Georgia violated Georgia state election law, which has nothing to do with the feds, even though we know that Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, was listening in on the call, and there were legal advisors that also were listening, and they didn't think of anything that he did was wrong. However, state laws are different than federal laws, so who knows?
Well, at the heart of the matter, I think, is the idea that according to the election law that this is centering around, it's supposedly a crime for any person who in any election for federal office basically tries to influence
right.
or deprive or defraud or the state from doing its fair and impartially conducting its election process, basically.
Yep.
But President Trump on the phone call doesn't appear to do that. In fact, he seems to raise several points that are to be investigated.
Yep.
So if it's okay to cheat in the election, well, then I guess, you know,
yeah,
all bets are off.
And before I get to the caller, the president did Trump did say the Georgia transcript showed a case for voter fraud. And it was said by many in the around the president's camp that the president acted properly as Georgia Senator Perdue backed Trump over the Roethlisberger call. And Kelly Loeffler came out last night and came out in support of the Trump action in the Senate and House. Okay, we're going to go to a caller because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Who's the idiot in Georgia that's voting for a Democrat? Who are you, really? Come on, the phone call, I can go to Georgia and find 11,000 illegal votes. Okay, I'm not even the secretary of whatever in Georgia, okay? I'm telling you right now, I've been to 9 Trump rallies. 9. Okay? You can't get in the joint. I wear a suit, just 25, 35, 45,000 feet. Joe Biden couldn't get 3 people over here. You're insulting the American people's intelligence. Okay? And Mitch McConnell, you don't speak for us. Donald Trump won in a freaking landslide. Okay? If that was you, and let me say something to Mike Pence. And Mike Pence, if that was you flying around here, and I'm busting my butt for you for the last 4 years, and you won overwhelmingly, okay, I'd be out there fighting for you, and I'd, as vice president, I'd be saying, we have 6 states that are in contention, and we're gonna send it back to the states and let the states decide. We're gonna do an authentic audit. You can't have a Derek Jeter signature baseball, and it's not his signature on there, okay? You can't do it. You have to have it. It's fair and square. Donald Trump won, and that's what we're doing here, and you better stand up for the Constitution, okay? And the American people, all 74 million, be on your phone calling your Judas senator and your Judas congressperson
okay.
and telling them to stand up for righteousness like I have been. Let's go. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. Thank you. And he did that with just enough time because he was going to get yanked here by the computer here in just a second. But, Kyle, what he's saying is all has merit, and we definitely know that. And, again, Kelly Loeffler did come out and make an announcement that she's going to stand up in support of the challenge of the Electoral College vote, and good for her.
Exactly right.
Hold on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways of the Truckers Report. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J. Remember, Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J truck stops are the largest in the country. And you can stop by and get a great home-cooked meal at the Flying J stores because they got the Denny's in there. They've also got the Huddle House restaurants and the Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on what part of the country that you're in. And when you pull into a Flying J, you can find an Arby's, a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or if you're up there in the Northeast, New York, across the toll roads over towards Indiana, New Hampshire, guess what? A Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts, and they offer a complete menu there, too. So try them out, Pilot or Flying J. Meantime, here we go.
He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes of innocence and blue. He knew back then he was too far from home.
Bob Seger, that's for Kyle out there in California. That's the Hollywood Night song there, Kyle.
Oh, I know. I love it. That goes all the way
rocking back away with that one, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of my favorites by Bob Seger.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. You can tell when the drum beat starts in there, too. By the way, the intro coming into the segment was Strut by Bob Seger.
That's right.
Yeah, without the words. It was just the intro with the guitar. But anyway, powerful storms, folks, continue to bring heavy rain, heavy mountain snow, high winds, and dangerous surf for much of the western states. And a system in the plains is going to bring mountain snow and a wintry mix into the plains with rain in the south plains. Lingering snow will continue along the western Appalachians, and it'll be hit or miss with a little light dusting tonight in the higher elevations there in the middle Atlantic states. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a lot of stuff going on out west tonight, and certainly the cloud cover all over the western United States is pretty significant. But we're going to start tonight in the western part of Montana, Helena area. We've got a winter weather advisory that's going to extend all the way up to the border with Canada. And as we move west over towards Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, along I-90, we still have a winter weather advisory. And then, for example, at 4th of July Pass, right now they're reporting wet pavement, expect rain, and also expect wind gusts up to about 17 miles per hour, so be careful as you head across I-90. We do have a flood advisory south of Coeur d'Alene. This is going to be in the Moscow area of Idaho. And all throughout the entire state of Idaho, we either have a winter storm warning, for example, as you're coming down the 15 freeway near Dubois, as you head towards Pocatello, you're going to have that winter storm warning. Also in the central part of the state, avalanche warning north of Boise, a little bit north of Boise, not right on top of Boise, but also as you're coming across through Oregon, across I-84, you're going to encounter some of these different winter storm weather advisories as well.
It's like it's snowing on cabbage again.
Exactly right. Also, Seattle, of course, we've got rain for the next few days. Same story for Portland, Oregon, winter weather advisory as you travel down through Oregon. And also, as you're coming into Northern California, especially in the Reno, Carson City area, you do have a winter storm warning, also avalanche warning in that area. So that means, of course, a lot of snow is falling in the mountains. As we head over now again past Idaho, over towards Wyoming, all those winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories bleed over into the western part of Wyoming. We also, Captain, have some very high winds, of course, in the Cheyenne, Laramie area, but tonight they're reaching as far north as Casper as you come along I-25. So be very careful in there. A winter storm warning as well as you're traveling across I-80 towards Elk Mountain tonight in Wyoming.
Well, let's go to Texas, because in good old Texas, just south of Houston, all the way along the Gulf Coast, inland about 30, 40 miles, you've got a dense fog advisory, all the way to the Mexican border, to include Brownwood and Harlingen, Texas, down in there, too. So getting down there to the border tonight might be a little exciting. And
also up in the, let's see, the central, along I-80, along the Quad Cities in Illinois and Iowa. You've got some winter conditions there in light of all the snow that went through there the other day. And just north of there, along the western third of Wisconsin and just inside the central part of Minnesota, you've got a dense fog advisory there. In addition, in the central part of Michigan tonight, you've got snow coming in there in the central part of Michigan, right there in the lower part of Michigan, from just about the Indiana and Ohio line straight north. You do have some winter driving conditions from about Cleveland all the way over to, well, no, wait a minute, that's not Cleveland. That's Toledo all the way over to Fort Wayne, Indiana, maybe a little bit further, maybe over as far as Terre Haute and Notre Dame, too. Now, over on the east side of the coast, the Middle Atlantic states and the mountainous states, Virginia, as well as North and South Carolina and a little part of West Virginia, you've got some winter driving conditions there tonight. And some unsettled weather conditions for the Richmond, Virginia area with some wind blowing around there and as well as down into the northeastern part of North Carolina. Now, just to remind everybody, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J. Don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club, because what the advantages for that is, you get points for the fuel you buy. You get points for the food you buy in the restaurant or the if it's a flying a pilot to the whatever the service is you get there, whether it's a Wendy's or a Subway, Taco Bell, whether it's a Pizza Hut, McDonald's, Arby's, full service Dairy Queen, or even the Kentucky Fried Chicken. You get the points for that. You also get points for anything you buy in the store. So those points accumulate. You can use them to get deductions on the different things you buy, or you can use it to buy things in a catalog with a driver's store catalog that they have there. So there you go. And if you're an RVer, they have an RV club. So ask them about that, too. If you're out there driving along with your RV and you get out there quite a bit and you want to save some money, that's one way to do it, especially with the gas guzzlers, Kyle. I still have a few of those out there. They're not all diesel, although they probably should be. Because, you know, the fact that you don't have to worry about your engines as much when you have a diesel engine.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, they also have a great app, you know, where you can reserve truck parking. You can reserve services like showers, things like that. So all kinds of stuff you can do from the Pilot and Flying J app as well that I think ties into all the rewards, all the points, all that stuff.
Yep, and in the larger Flying J's around the big cities, they've got the Internet available right there. If you pull into a truck stop in one of the slots where you park, they got the Internet available there. You can get phone service. You can get whatever you want right there with the devices they have now. All right, hold that thought, folks. We are coming back with hour number two. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, going to talk about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about China, North Korea. And then we're also going to talk about the president giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom again. And even Reverend Franklin Graham chimed in yesterday. Not to forget about Boris Johnson.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.